Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
I'm going to get back to the Cavs in a second. It's a big game for one Cavalier in particular. Lima's going to tell you who in just a moment. I just saw that we have published, was this you, Mitch, or Keith, published the Ken Carman, Shedeur Sanders may be the most ready player to handle the pressure of being Browns quarterback.
That was me.
Well done. Number one, well done. I just know I'm going to get killed because you just, guys, listen to the clip, listen to the segment. 640 is when we did it, right? Go back in the free Odyssey app, go listen to it. If it doesn't make sense to you, it doesn't make sense to you. It's going to make sense to you. Not that you should run up to the stage in Green Bay and hand in the card and take Shedeur Sanders no matter what. But if you needed a quarterback, and as Zach said and as I said, you have basically pigeonholed yourself into taking a quarterback, the Browns have. It might not be the best idea, but in their realistic terms, they might have to do it. Shedeur Sanders, with the type of quarterback he is, what Jonathan specified yesterday, makes a ton of sense. He did a great job laying that out in the 2 o'clock hour yesterday. Good job by Jonathan. Loved it. And with the pressure that's been on Shedeur Sanders his entire college career, where there have been a mass of people lining up, not just thinking he's going to fail, wanting him to fail. Taking over a program that has not been good, Lima, since I was a small child and you were 10 years old. You were born in 1980, right? That program has not been good since you were a 10-year-old kid and I was 5. Taking over that program, coming to Cleveland, which hasn't been good since we were both small children. In this draft, if there were a guy who were ready for the pressure of being the Browns quarterback, it's Shedeur Sanders. That's what I'll point out.
He was one of, I don't question.
Hear me out on it, folks.
I don't question him and pressure or any of that. I was so excited to watch him play. I'm so excited to see what he had done to that Colorado team. They were dead, and obviously Deion and him and Travis Hunter, it was great.
It was the worst program in. Power Five. They were losing to FCS teams.
Yeah, people don't understand that.
It was
that
bad.
At all.
It was real bad.
I think he was like appointment viewing. I just question, unfortunately, the physical stuff with him. But mental? No, oh, yeah. I don't question any of that.
Yeah, mentally, I think he's the most ready to do it. Physically, I wish he'd put on 10 to 15 pounds at least. But I do think that, depending on your offensive line coach, he can be protected by a Kevin Stefanski offense. It's not. I've said dumber things on the radio, guys, and I will say dumber things than that, I can guarantee you. This is a big game tonight for one Cavalier in particular, Tone, before I get back to these phones. Who is it? Who is it, Tone?
Yeah, I said Darius. I said DG just because He has been so sensational this year, and he's only had one terrible game, and it was that first game against Boston when they lost, and he looked like the playoff DG that struggles against longer arms, longer legs, got smothered a bit in that game, got the shots up. Mm-hmm. I actually liked it. I said the next day, I'm glad he kept shooting because I liked that he didn't waver confidence-wise. His confidence has grown since then, and his game, I mean, he is attacking. He is so tough right now to stop at the point of attack. But there are only two teams, to me, that can neutralize him. One is Boston because of their backcourt when they have Derek White, Holiday, and then obviously Tatum and Brown can guard as well. This is the team that can do it. And when they're healthy and they don't have Alex Caruso tonight, they've also got a rookie that's really good that's not going to be there. But they still have seven guys that can defend both DG and help me out. We were just talking about him being a superstar, top 10 player in the league.
Evan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
So this is the one team that can do it. This is the one team that has the backcourt.
And I was naming players. Yeah. I didn't call him Evan Mitchell. Owen.
Well, forgetting his name and then calling him something else.
So are we disrespecting Mitchell? Are we disrespecting the Cavs?
Brad Doherty. Anybody.
How can we rail on the national media? So I think this is the other team that can obviously do it. This is the other team that can throw bodies at our small backcourt and cause problems. Donovan, I've seen Donovan do it against everybody. Darius, I have not. Darius has struggled in the playoffs. And last year, maybe gets a total mulligan. Certainly looks like he deserves one for how good he's been in the regular season. But this is a defense. They're going to play defense like the 90s basketball teams. They get up in you. They challenge you. They dare officials to call fouls throughout the game.
Fun. Hopefully they'll do it that way. Yeah. I hope that they don't kind of soft pedal it because of the injuries that they do
have. We get a little break because they don't have Caruso tonight, and Caruso is one of the rugged perimeter defenders in the league.
He's well-liked by any fan base that he plays.
But they still, no matter who's been in the lineup for Oklahoma City this year, they have been suffocating defensively.
216-474-0092. Speaking of disrespect, here's Charles Barkley on Inside the NBA and who he would take over the Cavaliers in a series. Get ready for this.
Let's be honest. If the Sixers are healthy, I'm going to take them over the Cavs.
Stop it.
But this is the same night you were talking about believing in the Cavs. They are 29-4 on pace to win 72 games.
I'm just saying this. If this is just my opinion. Yeah. If they play the Cavs in a series, I'm going to take the Sixers. If they play the Knicks in a series, I'm going to take the Sixers.
Wow.
The only team I have 100% faith in, it's the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference.
Okay. I want you to put this out there. Hopefully Charles Barkley will see it. I'll make him a bet. All right? I know Charles Barkley likes to make a bet. They play the Sixers in a series. If the Sixers beat the Cavs in a series, he can throw me through a window of a bar in the flats. All right? Cavs win, I don't know what he's going to do for me, but if the Cavs lose, throw me right through the front window of a bar in the flats.
I've never wanted something to happen more.
Go right on ahead.
By the way, 76ers right now have work to do. They are outside of the play-in. If the season ended today, they're 14-20 on the season. They obviously have had some of their best players in and out of the lineup the whole year, and Paul George looks like he is struggling big time. Joel Embiid has popped into a few recent games and has played really well. Mm-hmm. And they have a rookie that is awesome, Jared McCain, who's missed the last month. He's a big TikToker. You might have seen him on TikTok.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm not on TikTok. I'm afraid of...
But he is awesome, but whether they're going to be healthy, I mean, what makes you think Joel Embiid's going to be healthy at the right time? I feel bad for Embiid. I don't like the way he plays. You know, I don't like the way that, you know, he deals with refs and all that stuff. He's annoying to watch. But when he's on, he's unguardable. I mean, he doesn't miss.
When's the last time he's been on?
He's not.
So I don't have any faith.
He's never healthy. He can't get up and down the floor.
But if I'm looking at it as a Cavs fan, I'm going to take that as disrespect.
Disrespectful.
If you think about the Sixers, you think about drama and nastiness.
I think Charles is on an island on that one.
Shaq.
Most everybody else would pick the Cavs.
Yeah, 216-474-0092. Cool Ray in Bedford, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, bud.
Hey, so I don't think, you know what, I'm going to say this about the Cavs. I love my team. And I'm going to say I completely disagree with you. I don't think Garland has become a different player. I think Garland has benefited from.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The tremendous upside of Isaac Okoro and the addition of Strauss and the emergence of Merrill. So I think, like, Garland's always been the same player. I think that while we're getting disrespected, if you listen to what Charles said, is that we don't have that dog. We don't have that dog player. Like, we've seen Donovan. We know Donovan's a great player. But Donovan has had too many games in the Cavs uniform where he'll go 11 points, 7 points, 5 points. And it won't just stop with just one game.
Can I help Donovan, though? Listen, that's a fair point. I'm not going to get mad at you, Cool Ray. That's a fair point. But if Evan's better, does that make Donovan more effective? And does he look like the quote-unquote dog then? If no. Evan's better, if Jarrett's better in these moments, if they're better off the switches, and Kenny Atkinson works with it, you say no.
No, and I would say why. It's Donovan is Donovan, right? We know that. Garland has been Garland. I give Kenny Atkinson the credit because he brought out something in Okoro. He brought out something in Mobley. And Allen has really benefited. And Allen has been Allen, too. Like, I'm not saying Allen's a bad player. He's been a great player for this team. But it's those other pieces that we've been looking for to take the pressure. What makes you a dog is you getting your points and you're taking over games, and those other guys are still getting theirs. That's what makes Boston different from Cleveland, is that we know who's going to get the bulk of the points. But when you look at the end of the game, you got the number one and two getting 36 points per game, and then everybody else is in double figures, where the Cavs sometimes will have, you may have one or two players in double figures, and everybody else is now ghost.
But, you know, that's where it gets interesting, the way we talk about playoff basketball. It normally isn't balance. We don't really talk about balance come playoff time. Come playoff time, it's where are your mismatches, who do you pick on, and can your superstars carry you? And unfortunately, the last two times we've seen Mitchell, against Brunson, he's gotten outplayed by Brunson. That can't happen again. If we played the Knicks, that cannot happen again.
And this is where you're seeing that Barkley and the media is not doing that, because we all recognize, you know, Spider as being the guy, but he has to be the dog. He has to start playing dog basketball and yet stay in that team concept, and that is when you win championships. Every championship has ever done that. Even Golden State, the Cavs, when they won the championship, Boston last year. You got to have that dog person where everybody looking at him as being that dog. Right now we're playing team basketball, which is great for the season, but it's not going to be good enough for the playoff and moving forward to the championship.
Cool, Ray. Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Well, that just means they have something to prove. It started earlier this season, but certainly tonight. Drew in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Drew.
I can't disagree more with what the last caller just said. I mean, I think Donovan is the dog. He's the guy that's gonna deliver in the playoffs. And I think Anthony, you're right. Like, it all comes down to Garland. Can he perform in the playoffs? Can he be the number two guy? And he hasn't proven that he can do that. Now, this season has been a huge change, and I think a lot of that has to do with Kenny Atkinson and what he's brought to this team. And I think what he's brought to the team is a focus on defense and having a defensive identity that says, you know, we can score 120 a night, but we can also shut you down. And I think those guys have bought into it, and I think the real difference in this team, I mean, the roster hasn't changed. It's Kenny Atkinson and what he's brought to this team.
Drew, thank you very much for the call. Tone, I think that tonight, as much as I wanted to avoid it, thinking about Drew's call, I think that tonight is one of those nights where if Donovan or Darius goes out and doesn't have a good game, I think we take calls about it tomorrow. I will be annoyed. I know how I am about Darius. I will turn it. I did this with Evan. I defended the Evan pick. I call him a unicorn. I know a lot of people have criticized him. And because of over the last few years, the first few years of his career, it has been brought up so many times that he's not going to be the type of player that they said he was going to be, which is very difficult, but he was not going to be the player that he was going to be. They said he was, that I became annoyed with Evan because I kept getting beat up on for defending Evan. I could see if Darius does not put up any sort of a performance tonight and does get shut down from the perimeter, like you've been talking about, the length that they have defensively that Oklahoma City has, I could feel that there will be calls on that tomorrow and there will be conversation about that tomorrow. And it will only leave us with, guys, if they were to lose tonight, it's a 31-5
yeah.
basketball team. It's amazing, but something's going to be in the back of your head.
Well, it's what happened something's after the first Boston game. We built up that first Boston mm-hmm. game, and then mm-hmm. Darius had his worst game of the year. And it was immediately, and I was getting the text, let's start thinking about trading him for a small forward or for a wing again.
February's just next month.
We were getting it already, and they are not doing that. They are not moving. There's no talk of anybody else. The only talk there is if Caris LeVert's going to be involved in some consolidation trade, and there are cap implications to that, not because Caris hasn't been great this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical. I don't think they're going to do that, but we'll see. I do think people will overreact. When we build up games like this and then it's on national television, we will overreact. But you know what?
It's a big game tonight.
What if we just win? What if we just go out and win by 10? They don't have Chet Holmgren. And you would think that would be a big advantage for mm-hmm. Evan Mobley tonight. I mean, who is stopping Evan Mobley? He can get a little loose with his dribble. Hasn't much lately. He's been great with his dribble. Really? But this is a team that can take it from him. But I also think if Evan gets the ball within 8 feet of the basket, it's a finish because they don't have anybody down there who can really rim protect. They have Hartenstein. He's probably going to start tonight, but I don't think he's going to get in the way. He might try to push around Evan like it was 2 years ago. That might be something to watch, by the way, because remember, it was him and Mitchell Robinson.
You're right.
That really got physical, and it bothered Jared Allen, and it really bothered Evan Mobley. I don't know that Evan looks to be about 15 pounds heavier than maybe he was 2 years ago.
I already gained 20.
20? Yeah.
Swear to God.
And you know what? If that's what you're hearing now, you would think he would have ran some of those pounds off by now. And the fact that he hasn't shows that this is him. This is Evan Mobley. This is where his body is going to be, which I think is really, really exciting.
I love it. 216-474-0092. Yeah, this is a big game tonight. Those are two big things to watch. And I don't want anybody to overreact, but there's so few times that you get to try to preview what we're going to see in a deep playoff run. I can't just put it off to overreaction and say that, well, no matter what happens tonight, if they win by a ton, if people are saying NBA Finals, I'm going to love it. If we lose by a bunch and DG looks terrible, I'm going to hate it, but I'm going to have to deal with it because you get so few chances to really preview what you could see in the finals.